Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tyler Cousins of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Tyler in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale. Over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. He's an economist with the Livestock Market Information Center. Tyler Cousins says that beef demand seems to be holding in there despite a very high plateau of current beef prices. Most recent beef retail prices we have available to us from Uncle Sam comes from June of 2022.
In June, retail beef prices were $7.66 per pound. This is up 20 cents per pound from last year. The record price that we have seen for beef was actually occurred in October of 2021, and that was $7.90. You know, July prices are expected to remain high based on what we're seeing as far as wholesale prices that have occurred over the last month. Specifically looking at the chuck, round loin, and ground beef, often those grilling cuts that we see. The chuck and the round have both been tracking about even with prices that we saw a year ago. Chuck has been about $3.50 per pound, and the round has been about $2.50 per pound. But on the other hand, we're seeing the loin is actually higher than it was last year. It's about $9 per pound. That's up about $2 from last year. Now, interestingly, ground beef is also holding very strong, specifically looking at the 90% lean and 50% lean beef prices. 90% lean has been about $2.70 per pound. That's well above typical levels for this time of year, which are usually about $2.20, so about 50 cents higher. 50% lean beef, similar story there. It's about a dollar per pound when it's typically around, we'll say, 85 to 90 cents per pound for this time of year. So expect those ground beef prices to remain high based on what we're seeing in those 90 and 50% lean beef prices. So lastly, what we're seeing as far as it goes for kind of this beef price side of things, that this inflationary environment that we're living in, coupled with the slowing in herd rebuilding efforts, keep beef prices elevated. But domestic beef demand is still holding strong in the face of those challenges.
Tyler Cousins says he sees those signs of consumers backing away from buying beef here in the domestic marketplace, but at some point, you got to think that may occur.
It's just, what's the tipping point here? I think we would have expected that to occur a little bit sooner, but consumers still seem to be buying their beef. I think they like consuming that at home, and they learned how to cook it. And one of the other things I wanted to lastly discuss here on kind of the demand picture side of things that we don't always talk about maybe at length that we should. I think it's a key piece of this demand picture is just foreign demand or exports of beef. You know, and why I think this is important is because beef exports, it's from a demand perspective, is that it is a product that will not stay on the domestic market. So what this means is that strong beef exports are price supportive domestically. Now, the most recently available month of beef export data from USDA is only available through the month of May. So through those first 5 months of this year, beef exports have totaled nearly 1.5 billion pounds. Now, that's a record pace for the first 5 months of any year. It is also a 6% increase from the same period last year. What this means is about 10% of U.S. beef production is destined for these export markets. So I think that's an important key, is just the pace that we're shipping this and the amount. And looking at weekly export data that we have available to us, it's also indicating that June and July export levels are keeping a strong pace. So foreign demand is holding strong, similar to what we're seeing here domestically. Now, this record pace of beef exports is being supported by strong shipments to our top three markets of Japan, South Korea, and China. These three markets have accounted for nearly two-thirds of total beef exports this year. So kind of overall, the beef demand picture is looking positive, but the inflationary environment that the U.S. and global economies are facing could prove to be a headwind in the near term. At this same time, available data indicating beef demand is holding strong for U.S. beef, which is a positive sign for the industry.
Tyler Cousins with the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Ranch Rodeo, August 19th, 20th, at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches. 5 events with 1 goal. Weston Gibbons calls it Cowboys Helping Kids.
Our primary focus on this event is raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases.
Tickets available at LazyE.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.